Chubby, we've put together a little surprise for you tonight here at Gilly's. We've invited our old buddy Evan Caro down from Austin, Texas. And Evan and the boys have put together a little routine of some of the great country hits that you've helped record over the years. And what we plan on doing is just going into the songs and letting you play those great instrumental breaks that you did in so many great country recordings. So right now I'm going to bring to the stage our good friend Evan Caro.
Thank you, Tommy, Harley, Jerry, Aubrey. In the early days, country and bluegrass were combined into what we now hold dear as traditional American music. One of the reasons for the rise in the popularity of country music over the years was the great Chubby Wise. The sound that Chubby helped create led country music to become the largest radio market in the world. Country music in those days was played with deep emotion, and Chubby Wise always seemed to give it his heart and soul. One man who shared Chubby's deep feeling for the music was a shy young newcomer from Montgomery, Alabama. And when he teamed up with Chubby in the recording studio, history would bear witness to some of the greatest country music ever recorded. What he and Chubby Wise put on record soon became familiar to every country music fan in the world. Yes, Chubby's fiddle, it seemed, was a natural for the man they called Luke the Drifter, the great Hank Williams.
Tonight, down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh, how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see